WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for mostly cloudy skies here today with temperatures nearly steady this morning, then slowly cooling as the day progresses with a high in the low to mid-20s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. You're brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Patrons of the Oakland Riverside and Glenwood School Districts will be heading to the polls today for different reasons. In the Oakland Riverside District, the voters will decide on whether or not to approve a $13.3 million bond issue for the construction of a new K-12 building. That facility would replace the district's three separate buildings in Oakland, Carson, and Macedonia. It would be built on about 70 acres of land located a mile south of Oakland. With the sales tax bonds and cash on hand, the project's total cost is $21.6 million. A similar referendum failed last year when it received only 53% of the vote. The measure must receive a 60% supermajority in order for it to pass. The polls are open at the Oakland and Carson Community Centers and Macedonia City Hall today from now until 8 o'clock tonight. And voters in the Glenwood School District are facing a decision on whether to renew the district's Revenue Purpose Statement, or RPS, which allows for the expenditures of revenues from the statewide local option sales tax. Approval of that referendum by a simple majority would extend the statement for another 16 years. The current RPS is set to expire next year. The state's penny sales tax law sunsets in 2029, and school officials have said they would use the funds to reduce the district's debt. The polls are open at the Glenwood American Legion building today from noon until 8 p.m. News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak arrested 27-year-old Scott Jacob Cesar on Monday. Cesar of Red Oak was wanted on a warrant charging him with assault. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that three people were arrested over the past few days on unrelated charges. Among them was 24-year-old James Erickson of Atlantic, who was arrested Saturday on a warrant from the U.S. military for desertion. Erickson was booked into the Cass County Jail. Also arrested Saturday was 18-year-old Colton Ireland of Messina. He was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. And on Friday, 50-year-old Dwayne Landon of Exira was arrested for driving under suspension. Ireland and Landon were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released additional details about a single vehicle accident which occurred near Wyota Friday night. As we told you over the weekend, that accident happened around 10:15 p.m. on Hamburg Road. Officials say a 2004 Chevy Avalanche, owned and driven by 63-year-old Christopher Ray French of Wyota, was traveling westbound on Hamburg Road when the truck went out of control and hit a bridge railing before rolling off the side of the bridge. No injuries were reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $14,000. An investigation into the crash resulted in French being arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Saturday at $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials report also the arrest on Sunday of 24-year-old Aaron Lee Inken. Inken, who's from Atlantic, was taken into custody on a Cass County Sheriff's warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $50,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said Monday that a Michigan man was arrested early Sunday morning on an outstanding Audubon County warrant. 25-year-old Brian Stanley Curtis was picked up from Cass County authorities. He faces charges which include possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and harassment of a public officer. The charges stem from an incident which allegedly took place in Audubon on December 20th. Curtis was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. His preliminary hearing set for February 23rd. And a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Monday morning in Ottawa County. 35-year-old Philip Bradley Poole of Walnut was taken into custody on an Ottawa County warrant charging him with child endangerment. The charge stems from an investigation by Exira Police into an incident which allegedly occurred at the Exira School on January 15th. Poole appeared before the magistrate and was released with orders to appear in court for his preliminary hearing also on February 23rd. Authorities are still trying to unravel a shooting in Ottawa. 32-year-old Darren Hyber initially told police he was shot in the leg Sunday night while interrupting a burglary at his business. Police now believe that Hyber was shot by an employee. Assistant Monona County Attorney Christine Martin said that it appears that there was no burglary. She said authorities also don't believe a confrontation or altercation preceded the shooting. Martin says no charges have been filed and no additional suspects are being sought. Hyber was taken to Burgess Health Center in Ottawa. A hospital could not provide information on his condition. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a meeting of the Young Professionals of Atlantic tomorrow. Guest speaker at the noon event to be held at the Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic is Kim Jordan with Anita Engraving and Awards. She represents a small family-owned and operated business that's celebrating its 42nd year in business in southwest Iowa, serving the needs of its customers in a wide geographic area. The presentation is part of the Chamber's continuing effort to support established businesses and attract new startups in Cass County. As entrepreneurs, businesses such as Anita Engraving comprise the majority of commerce on Main Street in America. The business, which has been owned by Kim and John Jordan since they took it over in 1989, designs and assembles trophies, medals, plaques, and other such items at their facility in Anita. Tomorrow's event marks the first of Young Professionals of Atlantic meal with a CEO, that's clearly experienced owner, mentorship program, which will take place every other month this year. Attendance to the lunches and dinners is open to all working professionals ages 21 to 40 in the area, whether they're chamber members or not. And if you'd like to attend, you should call or make your reservation with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by no later than the close of business today. A soup, salad, and bread lunch will be provided for $5. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, Virginia Matteson, age 85 of Harlan and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday. Celebration of Life Graveside Memorial Services for Virginia Matteson will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Laura Lillian Landis, age 93 of Griswold, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lillian Landis will be today at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Paul William Nissen, age 77 of Minden, died Friday. Funeral services for Paul Nissen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Gene Hudson, age 83 of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Hudson will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Russell Strable, age 61 of Messina, died Saturday. Funeral services for Russell Strable will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Don Mays, age 93 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Don Mays are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.